Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing At the Cross, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message.
Listen, I'm glad for the cross this morning, for at the cross, I'm glad He made a way where we had no way. He purchased our redemption, and through what He did, our sins are forgiven, our sins are forgotten, and we are in relationship with this eternal God of heaven today, who is on our side and loves us with an everlasting love. Aren't you glad for the cross today? Come on, church. Aren't you glad for the cross? Aren't you glad for the cross today? Because Jesus died there to provide salvation for you and I. We're going to go back and sing just the chorus. But we're going to do something. We're going to let the instrumentalists rest. And I just want you to sing with your natural voices. But I want you to lift up your voice unto the Lord. Amen.
At the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. I received my sight, and now I
some praise because of the cross. Amen. Death, it is what Jesus said in one of the seven sayings on the cross. It is finished. And guess what? We have victory. We've got the victory. Amen. Victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. Victory in every circumstance. Victory in every trial. Victory in every sickness. Victory in every pain. Victory over every satanic oppression. Victory today in every battle. Victory, for nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Jesus said in John 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the only, in the name of the only begotten Son of God." There's no middle ground, friend. You either saint or you ain't, just to put it bluntly. You either born again or you're not. And friend, today it was Jesus, even this Jesus, that when He was coming to the Jordan River, and John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, saw Him coming and said, "Behold, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." I'm glad today He will wipe out and remove every sin stain and every evidence. And He will redeem your soul. This is the promise of our God. You know what? This blood just didn't go through the four Gospels, friend. It continued through and coursed through the pages of God's Word. Peter proclaimed the same blood about and the fact that people were healed and touched by the power of Jesus' name. Thank God for the blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The blood was shed. It was shed at the pillar of punishment in Pilate's court. There Jesus was beat with a cat of nine tails. His body stripped and bleeding. Flesh removed. Suffering. The blood was shed by the crown of thorns that were pulled down into His brow. And blood gushed from His head. The blood was shed at Calvary. It's the same blood. Hallelujah. This blood has not dried up. This blood is still active. Amen. It still redeems those who are in sin. And it still today will set the captive free. And thank God it will still today heal the sick. It will turn everything around. Oh my God. And today, you know what? And in the ranks of the church, preachers are standing in pulpits and condemning that you don't plead the blood of Jesus. Well, I tell you what, they don't know the same God of this book that I know. It's the God of this book that says, plead the blood. Thank God and your sins will be forgiven. It's the God of this book that says, plead the blood. And thank God He will heal your body. Thank God it's the blood of Jesus that can remove every stain and every tarnishment in your life and every oppression and every satanic attack. Thank God I plead the blood of Jesus, because this word says the blood will turn it all around. If you'll learn to plead the blood, speak the blood, believe the blood, be covered by the blood. Amen. Woo! Glory! Amen. Thank God, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus. As I close this morning, listen, bless God for the blood. And I'm glad it's this blood that redeems us. Because of the blood, we've been given power over principalities and powers today and the rulers of darkness in this world. You have been given and you've been armed with the Word of God and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You have been given a name that is highly exalted and above every name. Whoo! See, we start speaking our problems. Why don't you start speaking the name and the blood against those problems? Amen. At the name of Jesus and through the blood, you know what? Satan has to let go in your life. Amen. You might be going through some oppression. I'm telling you, if you love Jesus and you've done what I told you a few moments ago about this issue of surrender, Satan is not going to take that with a position of happiness and joy. He is going to oppose you. He opposes me every day. Get out the way. Get out the way, devil, or you're going to get hurt. Amen. Because I got a Savior
who's already defeated you at the cross. See, it's not my might and it's not my power. It's His power that I can speak and apply to my life and have victory over Satan and all of his demon hordes today because I've experienced Him. Folks, today with the blood of Jesus, you can have peace, you can have joy, you can have heaven. But the question is, have you received Him today? On this Palm Sunday here at Gethsemane Baptist Church, have you applied the blood of Jesus? Preacher, I don't even know how to apply the blood of Jesus. What are you talking about? I just told you a moment ago. You start speaking the blood. Start speaking the blood. Stop speaking. Man, I'm going through this, and I got that, and I got and I got to stay up all night. I can't sleep. I'm restless. I'm going to work, and I can't hardly concentrate on what I'm doing. Folks, get out of that. Start speaking the blood of Jesus against what you're in. If you're depressed and you're defeated and whatever else the devil's trying to work in your life, speak the blood. Apply the blood. You're covered with that blood. Stop opening your life to the discouragements and the disappointments of the world and the devil. Thank God, boldly stand and say, I plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Because that's the only solution and that's your only help. My friend, look at your life today. Apply the Word of God. Apply the blood of Jesus. Start speaking it into your life and against your life today. And remember today, Revelation 12 and 11 says, and they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. I plead with you today. Believe on the blood. Believe on the blood. Would you stand to your feet? This is one of the most serious times in our church service today is invitation. Let's keep our focus on Him. If you've got a need in your life today, He can meet that need. You say, Pastor, I've never been saved. I've never received that blood. I've never had my sins forgiven. Oh, I know there's a God. And there's been even times I say, oh, help me, Lord. And we've used all those phrases, but we have not really received Him. Is that your need today, that you are not born again? Let's do something about it right now. Would you pray this prayer with me, meaning it with your heart? See, this is a matter of your soul. This is a matter of heaven and hell. This is a matter of what happens to you in your eternity. And I'll tell you, if you don't have Jesus and the blood applied, your eternity does not look good, but it can be changed right now. Pray this prayer with me. Dear God in heaven, I'm a sinner. I recognize, I realize I'm in need of your forgiveness. Forgive me, O God, of my sin. Forgive me of rejecting you. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Redeem me right now. I claim the promise of your word that whosoever, that's me, Lord, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I claim that promise, and I claim today as my day of salvation. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago, would you slip your hand up right now so I won't embarrass you or do anything like that? I'll keep you in my prayers. You asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and your life a moment ago, would you slip your hand up right now? I mean business. If you got saved, bless God, don't be ashamed to show it. Don't be ashamed. How about you, Christian? Have you really surrendered? Or are you just living the motions, but you're really not living at the foot of the cross? Why don't you right now come in Jesus' name? Father, I pray as the music is played that you will deal with hearts and lives and draw us to the cross. That the cross through us might be seen of others, that they too will desire Jesus. We plead the blood. I plead the blood over this congregation right now in Jesus' name. Meet every need and touch every heart. Come on.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.